Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 25th. You'll be interested to know. 416 years ago today, in 1609, Galileo unveiled his first telescope to the Venetian Senate in Venice, Italy. This groundbreaking demonstration marked a pivotal moment in the history of astronomy, as Galileo's telescope allowed for unprecedented observations of the night sky. His subsequent discoveries, including the moons of Jupiter and the phases of Venus, provided compelling evidence for the heliocentric model of the solar system, fundamentally transforming our understanding of the universe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 70 degrees with 4 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:03. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog and a slight chance of rain showers early, then a chance of thunderstorms later, with a high near 81 and a gentle southeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 62, and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 7:15, with a high tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs near 77 to 80 degrees. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 50s. Thursday brings mostly sunny weather and a slight chance of rain on Friday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in light of recent changes to vaccine guidance by the Trump administration, Northeastern states, including Massachusetts, are exploring a more independent approach to immunization policy. Health officials from Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania gathered this week to discuss creating their own vaccine recommendations separate from federal guidance. Boston University professor Matt Mata emphasized the importance of Massachusetts taking control of its immunization policies, given the uncertainty surrounding the federal recommendations. With ongoing concerns about insurance coverage for vaccines not endorsed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, experts warn that this situation could lead to prolonged legal disputes. Now on to sports. The University of North Carolina football program will be featured in a new docuseries on Hulu this fall. Coach Bill Belichick announced this exciting development on social media, emphasizing that the show will showcase our football program. Belichick stated it will highlight players' dedication and improvement throughout the season. The series will stream later this fall, although further details remain undisclosed. The Tar Heels season kicks off on September 1st against Texas Christian University, marking Belichick's debut as head coach, after he joined the program following the dismissal of Mack Brown. In local sports, last night in New York, the Red Sox lost to the Yankees 7-2. Jazz Chisholm and Trent Grisham each hit 2-run homers to lead the Yankees. Drew May took the loss, going 4 1/3 innings with 5 runs allowed. The Sox finished with 5 hits, 0 errors, and left 7 runners on base. Boston's record now stands at 71-60 after the series finale. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Orioles at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore for Game 1 of a 4-game series. Brennan Bernardino, with 4 wins and 2 losses, and a 2.93 earned run average, takes the mound against Tomoyuki Shigano, who is 10-5 with a 3.97. First pitch is at 6:35 under a sunny 82 degrees forecast. In top news, Rangers have discovered and eradicated more than 2,000 illegal marijuana plants from a remote site in Sequoia National Park. The operation uncovered 3,300 plants, along with hazardous chemicals and a firearm. Among the alarming findings was 1 gallon of methamidophos, a toxic insecticide banned in the United States since 2009. The Park Service noted significant damage to natural resources, including diverted water from a creek and cleared vegetation. Nearly 300,000 marijuana plants, valued at approximately $850 million, have been removed from Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks over the past 2 decades. In business news, Ether, the cryptocurrency that powers the Ethereum blockchain, has shattered its previous all-time high from late 2021. This is significant as institutional investors have renewed interest in Ether, giving it fresh momentum in the latter part of 2025. Ether peaked at $4,945 just after 3 on Sunday, surpassing the old record of $4,878. Factors driving this surge include digital asset treasury companies, exchange-traded funds, and increased bullish sentiment. James Butterfill from CoinShares notes, "Sentiment is dramatically improving, highlighting Ethereum's potential for continued growth." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $113,000. Ethereum is up 11% to just under $4,800. And XRP is up 7% to $3.04. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The browser you use on your Android phone may not be as safe as you think. Many users stick with a preloaded option, likely Google Chrome, which dominates the market but demands more personal data than expected. Research from Surfshark reveals that Chrome is the most data-hungry browser, collecting sensitive information like browsing history and payment details. Its close ties to Google's advertising networks mean constant tracking, even when you are not actively browsing. To regain control of your privacy, consider switching to alternatives like Brave, DuckDuckGo, Firefox, or Tor, which prioritize user anonymity and data protection. And in entertainment news, Girl Climber is an exciting 83-minute documentary that chronicles professional climber Emily Harrington's quest to become the first woman to free climb Golden Gate on El Capitan in under 24 hours. Directed by John Glassberg, this film screens today for one night only in IMAX, with a digital release on September 12th. The documentary highlights Harrington's resilience, showcasing her 4 attempts from 2019 to 2020. It delves into her physical and emotional challenges, including a near-fatal fall. This film, produced by Red Bull Studios and Louder Than 11, is a must-watch for climbing enthusiasts and general audiences alike. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and philosopher, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And he said, "All things must change to something new, to something strange." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.